I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. This is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, right on Peachtree Street. And I got to give a big thank you for doing an excellent job. Thank you to Manny Rodriguez for holding it down for us in New York City. One more hour. We've had a busy night. We've talked about a lot. We've talked about Shohei Ohtani. Where the hell is he going to go? So many false rumors about him already being into Toronto, or being in Toronto, I should say. We talked about the Jaguars and the Browns, two teams trying to get into the playoffs. They don't even know who their starting quarterback is for their upcoming game against each other. NBA play-in final is set tomorrow night in Vegas. We got the Los Angeles Lakers and the Pacers. We talked about the Heisman. I think Jaden Daniels is going to win it for LSU up in New York. We got Philadelphia and Dallas Sunday night football. I think the Dallas Cowboys got the edge. 14-game home winning streak. This should be a good game without a shadow of a doubt. I'm going to give the Cowboys a slight edge being at home, and hopefully Mike McCarthy is feeling a little bit better.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah.
Following his appendectomy. We got the Chiefs getting ready to host the Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs. They got their own problems, losing three out of their last five games. I think the spreading around of the ball isn't necessarily working out the way that they would have intended to. The Buffalo Bills are 6-6, while Josh Allen is pretty much leading the world in turnovers. And then we're going to get into this as the show continues on. Damn it, we got more quarterbacks dealing with injuries. Like, in practice, like, guys getting hurt now in practice. Well, we'll get into that momentarily. Zion Williamson reports about him being fat again. Like, there's just some things you can't make up. Well, I mean, if you've seen Zion, he does kind of look fat again. And, oh, yeah, the Pelicans have paid him about $250-plus million, so we'll be paying him that. Anyway, phone lines are jumping. They're bumping. It's a Friday night. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to pick up the lines. We'll get into more of what's going on with the Chiefs and the Bills. And then also, this is pretty sad and bad. Sean McDermott has had to clean up some remarks that he made in like 2019. I'm like, what, was somebody trying to bury Sean McDermott? We'll talk about that momentarily. Let's get to the phone lines right now and talk to Bill. Hey, Bill, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, man?
Hi, JR. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. How you doing? What's up?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good.
I just want to hit on San Fran before we go any further. I think if they stay healthy, I definitely think they're going to be representing the NFC in the Super Bowl, because they've made short work of both Dallas and Philadelphia already this year. So, barring any injuries, and that, of course, last year with Debo and McCaffrey being the walking wounded in the championship game there, I don't think it was as much as Purdy as it was those two being in bad shape. If they can stay healthy and Kittle I think they've got a really good shot there.
Yeah, no, the offense is ridiculously dynamic, of course. What else you got?
Yeah, I was thinking as well. Well, just quickly, my mother, my elderly mother, she loves the game and everything else. She's a big Bills fan like I am as well. But she came up with a great saying, I think, for the tush push, in the fact that it's a rushing play, of course. So she came up with the bum's rush.
The bum's rush? That's what your mom
said? Bums. Yeah, my mom came up with it. I thought that's awesome. She goes, "Yeah, can you say that?" I go, "Oh, absolutely. I'll put that one in for you, Mom."
If I'm sitting down watching a game on Sunday night and Mike Tirico goes, "It's the bum's rush, man. They better pay your mama some money, okay?"
Right on. Thanks. She turns 80 next year, brother. So
God bless her.
Wild.
Well, she's young. She turns 80 next year. She's young.
She is, yeah. You're right. She really is, although she just had a bad fall, and I feel bad about that. She broke her wrist, but that's a whole other story, but she's tough.
You tell the floor. I'm going to bust the floor's ass, okay?
Yeah. She fell down the stairs at a village she was seeing with the festival lights for Christmas. It's a bit of their fault, unfortunately, as well, but anywho.
Hey, listen, I'm half your mama's age, and I don't want to fall on the floor, okay? God bless her.
Right,
I hope she feels better.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. And just quickly with the Bills. Oh, I was just thinking with Ohtani too. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get him or not or anything like that. But
nobody
it kind of reminds me in some ways about the Kawhi Leonard situation, where all of a sudden, you know, out of nowhere, so to speak, he comes to the Raptors, and then we get a championship. I don't know if that's going to be a similar situation that Ohtani comes and does that, and we get lucky that way for maybe
Bill,
a year or two.
Kawhi Leonard, and thank you for calling from Toronto. Good luck to your mom on her recovery. Kawhi Leonard doesn't even look like he wants to be on planet Earth, okay? If I got to think about Kawhi Leonard not wanting to be in Toronto, does Kawhi Leonard look like he want to be anywhere? He look like he don't want to be in America. He doesn't want to be in this hemisphere. He looks like he wants to be on Mars, okay? I mean, if you sound like that, you probably deserve to be on Mars. Probably need to be. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Rochester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. How you doing tonight?
I'm amazing. How are you?
The same.
Good.
Hey, I want to touch in with the Bills and this KC game. This is the game for the Bills. It's make or break. If they don't win this game, I think they're done. So
I
have full confidence in them in winning this, though.
Even after this game, it ain't going to get any easier for the Buffalo Bills.
No.
They then take on the Dallas Cowboys. They take on the Chargers. Chargers are hit or miss, but a lot of times they're still going to put up points. They got New England, who cares, right, whatever, but it's still a divisional rival. And then you got Miami, and we know Miami puts up points, and God bless the Bills, they don't have to play that game in Buffalo. They go down to Miami. That's not an easy way to end the season. And so, yeah,
no,
this has
been a Miami game is a key
back.
Game. Yeah, that Miami game is going to be huge if they win against Kansas City, you know. Miami slips – you know, I mean, this, you know, it's going to be big, but I think that I have confidence in them. I think they got what they need now. They got everyone's against them again.
Okay.
Everyone's off
again.
The bandwagon.
When were people against, what do you mean again? What does that mean?
Well, when they were years ago, they were underdogs, kinds of underdogs. Yeah. Nobody had faith in them. And then they built up this huge expectation. And now it seems like people are all jumping off the bandwagon. Oh, Bills, they're not going to do nothing, blah, blah.
Well, that everything that you just said is pretty natural, John. And thank you for calling from Rochester. You're the underdog because you haven't accomplished anything. Expectations rise when you're consistently good. Expectations fall when you start to suck. And that has been, unfortunately, the storyline for the Buffalo Bills. That's it. You draft Josh Allen, he's a gunslinger. They're just like, oh, how's he going to work out? He turns the ball over too much in college, and we've seen that here in the NFL. Unfortunately, I don't think he's got all that much help when it's come down to offense. I think that they could have done better because he got a lot of Superman in him. I have to get up. I have to do everything. If I don't do everything, we fail. We lose. And unfortunately, I think that leads to all the turnovers. And so it really sucks that they've gone backwards this year. I expect them every season to be in that 10-plus win range, go to the postseason, and then maybe go out there and go to a Super Bowl. I certainly hope that the team hasn't peaked. I don't think it has. I mean, the organization having Josh Allen, they should be competitive for years on end. But they got to get him help. And, yes, I'm also sick of Stephon Diggs' brother, coming out and letting everybody know, yeah, my brother needs to leave. Save my brother. It's like, yo, bro, don't you got rehab to worry about? Like, worry about what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys and stay off of Twitter or X or whatever the hell they're calling it here. And what year are we in? 2023. Relax. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And you know what? Speaking of the Bills, this lets you know how crappy of a season it is, where you got people digging up old stories about Sean McDermott. Earlier this week, it was unearthed that during a locker room breakdown or explanation to his players, that he talked about teamwork, but Sean McDermott evoked the terrorists of 9/11. And this is a story that came out, and it's a story that was supported, and Sean McDermott admitted it, and he talked about it earlier this week. Listen to this.
My intent in the meeting that day was to discuss the importance of communication and being on the same page with the team. I regretted mentioning 9/11 in my message that day, and I immediately apologized to the team. Not only was 9/11 a horrific event in our country's history, But a day that I lost a good family friend.
Well, the GM of the Buffalo Bills, Brandon Bean, he spoke more recently as of today. And he's just like, listen, man, everybody knows Sean McDermott is no evil, mean dude. Like, he just had a poor choice of words and a bad example. Listen to this.
Obviously, you know, when you're in leadership positions, you got a lot of people looking up to you, and none of us are perfect, okay? And I think Sean acknowledged that. I thought, you know, I went into the team meeting yesterday. I think he talked to you guys first. Went in the team meeting, and I thought it was very authentic. I thought the guys all saw that and felt that and know Sean for who he is. And I think you guys that have been around here some years know who Sean's character is, and I'll stand by his character every day of the week.
Yeah, that was just – obviously, more than a poor choice of words. I don't know if he was trying to be flippant, funny, facetious. If I don't know what the hell he was thinking to say such a thing. But, I mean, what are you going to do? This is something from about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. It's done. It's over. And the fact that you got somebody kind of leaking it and putting it out now, it's like, okay, it happened. It's done. He's still the head coach. They've had success. They're not dumping him. They're not getting rid of him. And on to the next thing. You know, people are always going to find something, right? Always find something. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to John. He is calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going?
It's going very well, man. How are you?
Well, I'm great. I just want to say, first of all, that caller from Chicago, the Bears have no chance Sunday, so you can forget it. And I want to say
Daniel,
that my Lions are being overlooked.
Hold on. His name is Daniel from Chicago. That's who he is.
Oh, okay. I want to say, you know, the Bears have no chance. But I want to say my Lions are being overlooked. I'm tired of the national media. No offense to you, but you and the entire national media are overlooking my Lions. You're only calling out Dallas and Philadelphia and Frisco. There's some good, great teams, don't get me wrong, but the Lions are being overlooked. They have a chance to win the NFC, and, you know, they're also 9-3. and Fox, CBS, NBC, everyone, ESPN, all of y'all. Everybody's overlooking them, and I'm tired of it. You know, I wish that we would get the recognition.
Let me ask you this, John, and I feel like I say this maybe once a month or every other couple of weeks. I'm asking you, why do you, as a Lions fan, why do you care what anybody thinks of your team?
Well, I really don't. It's always Detroit versus everybody anyway. I don't.
No. You do care. Otherwise, you wouldn't have brought it up. Hold on.
It's upsetting.
Why do you care?
Because I'm sick and tired of constantly hearing about these other teams as if it's only a three-pony race. And there's more than just those three teams that are fighting for number one.
You said that. You didn't really provide me an answer. I'm asking you that because, you know, I'm not just some dude who sits on the radio and talks about, like, teams. Like, I actually root for a bunch of teams. I like the Hawks. I like the Yankees. But my fandom is a little bit different, okay? I know some of the teams. I know some of the players. I know some of the coaches. It's a little bit different.
Right.
But me as a fan, I don't care what anybody says about my team because they don't have any bearing on my team. Now, it's also different because I get paid to talk about sports. But for the life of me, I can't understand the idea of my team doesn't get respect because people who have to talk about these sports and games for a living, like it doesn't matter to me, and I think it doesn't matter to most people who talk about it. But the fans get so riled up. Let me explain. I can only tell you from my perspective, John. The Lions, there is nothing that takes away from what they've been able to accomplish this year and what Dan Campbell was able to start building last year. That's without a shadow of a doubt. But the fact is, and this goes to what we just discussed with another caller about the Buffalo Bills, there's like stages to team building, okay? There's the point in time where you are the underdog and you haven't won anything and you're on the way up. There's the point in time where you're now in competition and people are looking at you going, okay, when are you going to win the championship? And then if and when it doesn't happen, you got people who, quote unquote, will jump off of the bandwagon. The Detroit Lions aren't even in the stage yet of having gone to the postseason. So to put them in the same category, and yes, each season is its own individual element, but to put them in the same category of the Dallas Cowboys, which have now been good for several years, or the Eagles, who've been able to turn things around with Hurts, or the 49ers, who've gone to the Super Bowl more recently and are still trying to win it, to put the Lions in that space, wouldn't you say it's reasonable that they are still currently the outsiders until they get into the postseason and punch somebody in the mouth?
I agree with you on that. But I'm just sick and tired of seeing the same old teams. You know, the Yankees, the Dodgers. You know, all these different Lakers, all these different teams
enjoy
that constantly win. Yes. I'm tired of seeing them win. I want to see somebody fresh, somebody new.
Well, enjoy it. I mean, well, let's think about fresh and new. If I have to think about first, here in the NFL, it seems like kind of every few years is something fresh and new. The New England Patriots are currently gone, thank God, and the Kansas City Chiefs are here, and they ain't no lock to go every season. I think we know that. If we have to look in baseball, every year it seems like somebody is new. It was only 2019 that we had a team in Washington win the World Series, and now they are so deep in the dumps of rebuilding with young players that, I mean, what are we saying? The Texas Rangers just won the World Series. So the Yankees haven't won. You mentioned the Yankees. The Yankees haven't won a title since 2009. And so, yeah, there are plenty of new, fresh teams. Who would have thought over the past, I don't know, 5 to 10 years, that the Golden State Warriors, this team went from being a complete joke to being one of the most valuable sports franchises on planet Earth. And so there's a lot of new, fresh blood, a lot of new teams. And yet, your Lions very well might step into the space over the next few years. Maybe Jared Goff ends his entire career with the Lions and you'll find success. So my point to you is, John, stop giving a damn what people say and enjoy the ride, man. That's it. And thank you for calling from Detroit. I mean, how many teams can go ahead and say that? I had people calling me up last season in the NBA telling me about the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento Kings, JR, I'm sick of the Kings. The Kings don't get enough respect. The people don't respect the Sacramento Kings. We're going on. And I said, hey, the Sacramento Kings are doing good. This is a part of the process. Let them go into the playoffs. And in most cases, teams that get there for the first time get punched in the mouth, and then they continue to grow. I'd be very interested to see what the Kings do this season. Now that they've been punched in the mouth, and how do they continue to grow? Okay? Not everybody is the Cincinnati Bengals. I didn't expect them to go to the Super Bowl. I didn't expect them to say, here we are at another AFC championship game. You got to give these things time. And the last time I checked, I didn't know anybody talking about a sport. I didn't know it influenced the team's success on the field. So if you don't like the respect that's given, man, don't listen. Who cares? Don't read. Who cares? Don't watch. Who cares? Root for your team. So who cares about the respect from people who just talk about it? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I can tell you something I could talk about. I'm going to tell you about Zion Williamson. This guy is back in the news, and it is no debate. He's fat and lazy. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief, Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I got to tell you about some of these quarterback injuries. We'll do that momentarily. Let's get to some of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs. We just talked about the Detroit Lions on the other side of the break. We have really run the gamut because there's so much going on in sports right now. The NFL season getting into the stretch run, the NBA, the in-season tournament, Major League Baseball, what happens with Ohtani. We know about the college football playoff. We have to wait on that. The Heisman is tomorrow. So much going on. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR, man. Love your show.
Thanks.
I just
What's
got
up?
To say a few things about LeBron James. You know, all the talk is that he might win tomorrow night in the in-season tournament, which to me doesn't really matter. LeBron James is the biggest loser in professional athletics. He's lost 6 times in the finals. No other prominent athlete has ever lost 6 times. I know Jim Kelly lost 4 Super Bowls in a row. Fran Tarkenton lost 4 Super Bowls with the Minnesota Vikings. But no other prominent athlete has lost as much as LeBron. Your thoughts?
That is, I got to tell you, that is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life, Mike. Thank you for calling from Arizona.
I want my damn respect, too.
Have you ever heard of Elgin Baylor, Mike? I mean, go look up Elgin Baylor and then come back to me and tell me about a loser. I mean, I'd be remiss. And this is something that I feel like I have to do. I feel like maybe once a year. Somebody calls up and says how terrible LeBron James is, and I have to go ahead and say, no, it's not. It gets ridiculous to even have to kind of justify how awesome that he's been. And the fact that even if you want to look at him going to the finals, just look at it a couple of times that he has been. Okay, you can't take away some of the L's. Look at what he did the first time that he went, who he went with, look at his age, and then come back to me. But it's just ridiculous. The LeBron James is the biggest loser. That was one of the most loser-ass comments I've ever heard in my life here on CBS Sports Radio. And not just on my show, and not just on CBS Sports Radio, on anything I've ever heard. If you want to talk to me about a loser, let's move to this guy. His name is Zion Williamson. LeBron James just beat Zion. The Lakers just beat Zion Williamson in this play-in tournament last night. The game was crap. The Los Angeles Lakers decided to run away with it. 133-89. LeBron James, pushing 40 years old. LeBron James had 30 points and 8 assists. He did that in 23 minutes. Meanwhile, you got somebody named Zion Williamson who had 13 points and looked like a speed bump last night. Didn't play defense, only had 2 rebounds, didn't move. Zion just looks like he's going through the motions, especially when he doesn't have the ball. And then also especially when he's on defense. And so last night, he pretty much said, yes, I suck. We need to play harder. Asked after the game about doing better and what they need to do. This is what Zion said. Listen to this crap.
I got to be better. I got to be more aggressive, finding my shot. I got to do more things to get my team going. I think I was too laid back tonight, and I can't do that. And defensively, I got to be better.
He feels that he was too laid back tonight. How often do you hear just any star player in the league just be that honest about their own motor? His own general manager, David Griffin, has come out and talked about how at the beginning of this season, for the first time, he actually showed up and looked like he wanted to work. And now he looks unmotivated. That's just the facts. I don't know, Zion had to deal with a whole lot this past offseason, and that lady screaming about him and his sexual relations with her and just going on. The Pelicans gave him a 5-year contract, $231 million. And now there are reports from New Orleans that Zion is not listening, that he doesn't give a damn about his diet, that he's not paying attention to his conditioning. And nothing is changing here. And it's sad. Shaquille O'Neal was on TNT after the game last night, and he pretty much said the same thing. He's like, hey, man, this guy is just coasting by on his talent. And Shaq said at the beginning of my career, I did the same thing. Maybe Zion can switch it up and turn it on. I don't think so. Not after giving him $231 million. Not living in New Orleans. He has certainly reached the point of, I got all this attention in high school. I got all this attention in college. The NBA, the Pelicans just gave me $230 million. Where's the impetus for him to get better and to improve? If he hasn't shown that he's got it by now, when is he going to get it? When he's really embarrassed? Or is he just going to get fat and injure himself out of the league? This is real bad for Zion. Not what I expected when a dude was in Duke. And if he's fat now, what is he going to be as he gets older? Ugh, it's not looking good for Zion. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we roll out. I'm going to tell you about some quarterbacks who you might want to look out for this Sunday because they might not play. It's my last break before the weekend. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And right now, it's a news flash with Peter Schwartz.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bring the sounds of the season to life with the Philips Fidelio FB1 soundbar featuring DTS:X and IMAX Enhanced. Build your full home theater wirelessly when you connect to multiple devices using DTS Play-Fi technology and experience the thrill of immersive audio that moves above and around you as it transports you into your favorite films when you're home for the holidays. Visit philips.com/home-sound to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Damn, how the hell did we get to the end of the show already? Some wild stuff, folks, we just got here. Maybe it feels like it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about just about everything going on this weekend, from the NBA in-season tournament to the Heisman, a couple of notable NFL games. But before we roll out of here, you know, the NFL, and we talked about this earlier this week, especially when Trevor Lawrence went down, we got an issue with QBs getting hurt. And it looks like we got a few updates on a couple of guys. First of all, let's run through some notable matchups. I told you about Trevor Lawrence, and we know he suffered that high ankle sprain. I guess it's a good thing that he's questionable to play against the Browns. And his own head coach, Doug Peterson, talked about the status of Trevor Lawrence. And we don't know if he's going to play. Take a listen to Doug.
I mean, he's feeling good. You know, we'll see. He moved around a little bit yesterday. See how he does today. You know, kind of base it on, you know, medical staff, how Trevor feels, and if he can go or not.
Yeah, we have no idea. We know he's been rehabbing. I believe that he's been out at practice, and he has started every game of his three-year NFL career since he's come out of Clemson. And so let's see what happens there with the Jacksonville Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence. Meanwhile, the Browns, we know that their quarterback that they're paying all that money to, Deshaun Watson, he's out for the season with a broken shoulder, and they are really having to decide between Joe Flacco and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Unfortunately, a rookie, he's coming out of concussion protocol. Just sad stuff there. So if you're looking forward to the Jags and Browns, God bless you. You need a tap on the shoulder there. Speaking of concussion protocol, this is also terrible. The Saints are going to take on the Panthers. Yeah, that's another exciting matchup. The Panthers still got one win on the season, and the Saints are going in the wrong direction. I mean, come on now. Derek Carr has been cleared out of concussion protocol, and it looks like he's going to go out there and make the start against the Panthers this upcoming Sunday. Now, despite all of that, Derek Carr, he's been hearing it. Like, he hasn't been fully embraced. I mean, he's been getting booed. And Dennis Allen, the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, he talked about Derek Carr probably not being fully appreciated by the Saints fans. Take a listen to this.
You know, obviously, I think it was, you know, unfortunate because I think Derek's, you know, probably played better than maybe what some on the outside might think. So it's part of this business. He plays a high-profile position. Obviously, there's a lot that's expected out of that player, and that's kind of part of what goes along with it. You know, I had a nice conversation with Derek after the game, he's a tough guy. So, you know, he'll battle through whatever adversity that anybody wants to throw at him.
Derek Carr ain't nothing but a placeholder. I feel the Saints are going to continue to get worse until they find their next quarterback of the future. And unfortunately, well, I mean, that's the majority of NFL teams. Like this squad right here. I know they just gave him a short-term deal. The Seahawks are going to take on the 49ers. Yeah, if this ends up being an ass-whooping or a blowout, would you be shocked? The answer is probably no. And this won't help if Geno Smith is not ready to go. Pete Carroll was asked about Geno. Like, hey, what happened to Geno? And Pete Carroll got right to it. He wasted no time. Short, sweet, simple. Listen to this.
He just tweaked his groin a little bit yesterday. Just kind of stumbled over somebody.
Oh, okay. It's like he just stumbled over somebody and he screwed his groin up. Okay. Anyway, good luck to the Seahawks taking on the 49ers. Let's get to your calls to kind of wrap things up. We got a lot of people on the lines. 855-212-4CBS. Let's start off here. Let's talk to Floyd calling from San Francisco. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. It's an honor. I really enjoy your show. Thank you. Just a minute on LeBron James. As a Warriors fan, I mean, I should hate LeBron James. We had one of the best, most amazing seasons in sports. And he took the championship away from us by outsmarting us as well as outplaying us. Everyone in the Bay ends up respecting him, watching him play all these years. And, yeah, he's been partly the coach sometimes. And that's been pretty good. And he's been partly the GM sometimes. And that's been up and down. But if you enjoy sports, if you even enjoy the human story, you got to admire LeBron James, the way he's taken on playing, the league, his responsibilities, his family life, just on and on. So his greatest enemies, quote-unquote, in sports here, respect the heck out of him. And you can disagree with stuff, but if you look at his life and career and all you can do is condemn him, that's not a sports issue. It's a you issue in some way or another. So thank you for what you said, and I just wanted to back it up from competitors. of his, who Draymond Green. All respect, right? Me too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Floyd, for calling from San Francisco. That last call was in reference to someone who called last break and said LeBron James is like one of the biggest losers in sports. And I'm like, I can't even give that a full response to justify how stupid that is. But you can if you'd like. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Pittsburgh and talk to JJ. Hey, JJ, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, man. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I've always been of the mindset that, you know, when you grow up in a town, like I grew up in Pittsburgh, I've always been a Steelers fan. But they've really been letting me down, along with my Panthers in football. So it's kind of my Pitt Panthers. So is it against the rules to adopt a new team? That's what I'm thinking now, because I was always dead set against it. Now I'm like, maybe I should adopt another team that could actually be competitive and win.
It's not going to be another team in the AFC North now, is it? You're not delusional.
Well, no. If I would pick a team, I'm a music guy, so the guy was from Detroit. I love Motown. That's like some classic music there, so...
You're going to be a
probably
Lions
go with
fan?
Them, maybe. Yeah, why not?
Listen, man, I hope you get them on the upswing. They've been bad enough. So, yeah, why not? Be a Lions fan. Why not?
Fair enough.
Good luck. Good luck, JJ, okay?
Thanks.
No problem. Listen, if you want to be a Lions fan by choice out of Pittsburgh, like, why? I mean, they might be good to make a bet on right now, but come on now. There's quite a few things I never thought I'd hear in my life. That's one of them. It really is. Malcolm is here from Ontario. Malcolm, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, a couple of very quick points, and I won't keep you long. One is the Ohtani thing. I live in Toronto, avid baseball and Toronto Blue Jay fan, but I really don't think that this will be good for the organization.
Oh.
I think it will be financially hampering, and I'm hoping it really doesn't happen. As much as there are many Toronto fans that really want it to happen, I'm one that certainly does not.
Okay. Well, and that is because you think he'd be just sucking the life out of the rest of the budget and the payroll? Like, what's the problem?
You know, you're absolutely right. I think that financially it would be a complete detriment to the organization. And going, we have a great nucleus, and I don't think anyone would argue against that. But if we destroy the nucleus, what do we have left?
Okay. Well, listen, if I could be wrong, but I don't think he's going to go up to Toronto. So, let's see what happens, okay?
Well, hopefully you're correct, and I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Most certainly, Malcolm. How about that? We got a fan of the Blue Jays who says, I don't want Shohei Ohtani. All right, and I think most fans in Toronto are clamoring for him, except for him. Steve is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Steve, you're live on the radio. Steve got abducted by aliens. Vinny's here from Arizona. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's going on, JR?
How are you? What's up?
Pretty well, pretty well. So my thing, I'm not trying to take any credit away from LeBron or the career he's had. I mean, you look at his stats, you look at his accolades, you look at everything he's done, and it's nothing short of phenomenal. Like 10 finals appearances. Yeah, 6 of them are losses, but you're not going to win them all. But my thing is, the whole Jordan LeBron debate.
How did we get to a Jordan and LeBron debate? Go ahead, Vinny.
So, a lot of people that I work with, like, they constantly debate it, and a lot of people are like Team LeBron, which I fully understand. But I just want your opinion on this to see if it's like a Stephen A. hot take or if it makes sense. If you took LeBron,
would I have a hot? How long have you listened to this show, Vinny?
No, I'm not saying you have a hot take. I'm saying, like, is my opinion a hot take?
in your opinion, is what?
If you took LeBron and put him in Jordan's era, he would not be as dominant or as successful. But if you took Jordan in this era, he'd be even more dominant than what he was.
Both would be busting ass. Okay? Michael Jordan would have a higher points per game average without a shadow of a doubt, because everybody has a higher points per game average. And LeBron James would be flying all over the place unless Charles Oakley kicked him in the nuts, okay?
Yeah, I don't think LeBron would last in, like, the Bad Boy Piston area.
Because they would hit him. At the same time, if I had to take a look at LeBron James run up and down the court in the way and style that they played then, I can't recall anybody who did such.
Jordan?
At 6'9" and 250 pounds?
Okay, maybe not like the sheer size factor.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely not the sheer size factor. I mean, that guy.
I'm not just looking at the size. I'm looking at the size and the athleticism. I mean, we had to wait until we saw someone like Kevin Garnett, who kind of moved in that type of way, and Kevin Garnett was light in the ass. I mean, Shaquille O'Neal might be a good example. He was 7'1". My point is, I think LeBron James would be able to play in any era.
Fair enough.
Thank so would you. Did consider you, my did, take a how, how old are you, Vinny?
31.
Okay, so I don't know if you have that much of background to even kind of say that there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, if you're going to miss me tomorrow afternoon, as I am, I'm going to be up in New York City on WFAN holding it down Saturday afternoons. You can catch me right back here Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you so much to Manny Rodriguez for holding it down, doing an excellent job on the boards tonight. And thank you to you, everybody, for listening all over North America. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. You can find me everywhere online. I am at JR Sport Brief. But here's the thing. Don't go nowhere. Don't leave. Why? Because A, I said so. And then B, it's because Ryan Hickey is up next. And Ryan Hickey is the damn man. Thank you so much, Manny, for your work. Yo, have a good night. Be safe. Be smooth. Be cool. The JR Sport Brief Show is done.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.